step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now, from the Star Reynolds Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
All righty, boys and girls, here we go. Headlines on a beautiful Wednesday night right here on Softy and Dick, brought to you by our friends at VenueKings.com.
The Vikings may never win a game in Seattle, Washington.
We got baseball playoff game happening right now. NLCS Braves lead the Dodgers 2-0. Game 3, Dodgers need it big time, and they're up 15-1 over Atlanta in the top of the fourth. The 15 runs, by the way, Dick, the most runs scored by the Dodgers ever in a postseason game, and there's still five more innings to go. Rays and Astros, by the way, at 5:40 tonight as the Rays look to close out the Astros and make the World Series.
And the Dodgers scoring 11 in the first, broke an all-time postseason record for most runs in any inning.
Must be nice, man. Must be nice, huh?
Jerry Jones says he believes Dak Prescott will be ready by the latter part of this coming offseason. And Packers star wide receiver Davante Adams, a full go in practice. Team expects him to play Sunday against Tampa.
News in the NFL, the Pro Bowl, for the first time since 1949, will not be played. Combo of COVID and nobody caring, by the way. Las Vegas was set to host the game. Instead, they'll host the game next year. The league, though, has said they will still name a Pro Bowl team at the end of the year. What do you say we go to Tuscaloosa, Alabama? Joining us right now on the radio show. Whenever there's breaking news from Tuscaloosa, there's only one place we go to, and that's our friend. He's on every day, 2 to 6, on 100.9 FM, the game in Tuscaloosa, our friend Ryan Fowler. How are you, big boy? What's going on?
Man, it's good to be able to talk, and I know you guys got me on to talk about Seattle being undefeated. Undefeated! I saw your tweet earlier this weekend, so it's good to be on here talking Seahawk football, man.
Well, it's fun to be talking football, man. The question is, will you guys be talking football Saturday at all? Nick Saban has COVID. Your AD, Greg Byrne, has COVID. Is Saban, number one, going to coach in the game on Saturday? And then I guess number two, is there a fear that that game may not be played now?
Well, I think there's always a fear when you look at this, but I think you've got to look at the testing. I got to give credit back to Pete Thamel. He spoke to Greg Sankey about the question that you're asking me. Greg Sankey said that they would go through with a test tomorrow and that those results would be back as early as Friday, and then they would make that decision. That's the, you know, Alabama does something that the SEC doesn't require. They test every single day. So I think that's how this testing came up. But I think when you look at Nick Saban being on the sidelines, at this point, because of the quarantine protocol that's in place at the SEC, I think it would be, unless there's a false positive and you have to get a couple of different those tests to confirm that, then Nick Saban's not going to be on the sidelines for the biggest game in college football this weekend.
Do we have any contact tracing for Nick Saban? I mean, we pretty much know. You got to have to know who Nick Saban comes into contact with, especially during a pandemic. Do we know how he got it?
Well, we don't, but let me also add this. Ole Miss, Alabama's game on Saturday night, it was a kind of a Big 12-style game, but it was in the SEC, 63-48. Lane Kiffin told us earlier today on the SEC teleconference that, and Nick Saban spoke then, at that point, he did not have anything about the COVID positive test. I guess he was notified this afternoon. So Lane Kiffin approached the topic this morning saying that they were dealing with a small outbreak there, and that right now their game with Arkansas is scheduled to continue, but they're trying to manage some numbers because you got to have 53 scholarship players. If you have 53, the game continues. And Lane Kiffin did address that earlier this morning, and I think that's when a lot of us, I mean, I'm sitting at lunch table, and I look down, and I see the Lane Kiffin stuff start happening. I went back, listened to the teleconference with him preparing for my show, and you kind of start going in your mind, okay, Alabama just went to Oxford. They played 3.5 hours, 4 hours in a game and may have come in contact. So you start going through the mind, but the official announcement from the university did not come down until 4:59 this afternoon, local Tuscaloosa time.
Ryan Fowler from Tuscaloosa, Nick Saban has tested positive for COVID-19. I assume if Nick can't coach on Saturday, then Steve Sarkisian, it's his job against Georgia. Is that fair to say?
It is. It is, yes. And that Nick Saban confirmed that, you know, not that he's eliminating himself from the game, but he put that in the press release that Sark would oversee all the responsibilities inside the complex. But let me explain Nick Saban, because today you say, well, Nick Saban tested positive for COVID. He is asymptomatic, so he has confirmed that. He said he feels fine. We did a press conference about 45 minutes ago, and he pretty much did a wide-angle lens of the practice facility and zoomed the practice responsibility, coached via Zoom, if that's even possible. But Nick Saban was able to pull that off, and he was kind of joking, saying he might even have a better perspective of practice. But as usual, he said that Alabama seemed to have a really good practice and not a lot of distractions.
Talk about the job Sark has done there and whether you think that in the near future he'll be headed to another school as the head coach.
Well, you look at Sark, he's the highest paid assistant coach in all of college football. They have amped up the money. I think they want to keep him as happy as possible. But I think he's continued this evolution or adaptation of Alabama football. Alabama has always been known as more of a defensive team, kind of smash blood of your nose. And I think Sark and Lane Kiffin in combination, they brought something to Alabama that to be honest with you, it's kind of hard to adjust, because you want to see Alabama play defense. And right now, you know, Saturday night, 63-48 against Ole Miss, and going down to who gets the ball the last time in an onside kick, it's hard to get used to that. But I think when you look at Sark, you definitely look at Tua. You look at what Jalen was able to do. I think you've got to credit Sark on that with what he was able to continue at Oklahoma. But I think really now you look at a guy like Mac Jones, who I bet if you interviewed the people in Seattle, that they're going, Mac Jones? Tell me who that is. Well, let me update you. When you look at Mac Jones, he's the number one passer right now in college football. I mean, he has the highest quarterback rating of anybody. He has 8 touchdowns. He has 1,100 yards. See the development side of Mac Jones? Mm-hmm. This guy's a 3-star player. His only he had a lot of offers, but they were smaller schools. But he chose Alabama over Kentucky. He came in with 2 of the same class, and most people thought, okay, well, Mac Jones is not going to wait around. He'll be a grad transfer. He'll leave. But he waited his turn and went through a development process with Sark, and now he's taken, you know, this football team and changed them offensively. I think in some ways Alabama is better under Mac Jones than they were under Tua Tagovailoa.
Well, he's making $2.5 million in Tuscaloosa. That's like $9 million in Seattle, right?
This bus is for you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know exactly. It's been a long time since I've been in Seattle. So $2.5 million, you could live mighty comfortably in Tuscaloosa.
And,
you could have the best place, and, you know, he's probably living side by side with Nick Saban. And I'll give you an example of how much people love Sark. Now, listen, I don't agree with this, but we took phone calls today after we announced this of talking about, well, what can you do to keep Sark happy? And even several callers said, maybe Sark would be willing to be that coach in waiting. You know, because Nick Saban's not going to coach he's 80. He's 68. He'll be 69 here in about 2 weeks on October the 31st. You know, do you look at a guy like Sark and go, could he be a coach in waiting? I don't know if that's a real possibility, but, I mean, I'm just trying to explain how much the people in Tuscaloosa really love this guy.
Good. I love it. Ryan, great stuff. Thank you so much for the update. Be healthy. Best of luck to you guys down there, and we'll talk soon, man. Appreciate this, pal.
Go Seattle. Go Seattle.
Baby. Go Bama. Go Ryan. Go Softy and Dick. Kevin Harlan, by the way, is going to join the radio show. Talk some NFL with us next right here on 950 KJR.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.